Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye, you're going to school, and that's okay, yum 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 yum, I just love you.
Hello everyone, and thank you for joining me on one of the funny shows of Cape Cod. I'm your host, Kurt Erlinghouse, and you're listening to The Guiding Light with Kurt. If you cannot hear me, please give me a call and let me know. We're having a lot of issues with audio today. We're here every Monday at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and we're sponsored by the Album My Life radio show and the Hope Collection. The Hope Collection is a nonprofit organization whose motto and mission are helping others by helping them help others. The Hope Collection is based off 8 core values, which are faith, health, and wellness, housing, arts, energy, family values, food and clean water, and education. These education programs will benefit all members and their families, such as job training resources, college credit courses, and small business opportunities. And if you'd like to call in and listen to the show or join in the conversation, the number is 714-816-4686. Now, I just want to pass along something before I read the Bible verse. This is going to be my last show this year. I have to go back to Buffalo for some family issues, so I ask all of you, please send my family prayers. Now, I would like to read a verse from the Bible. It is from John 8, verse 12. Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Amen. Today's topic I want to talk to you about forgiveness and how we should forgive those who hurt us and those who don't agree with that causes a split in the family. The prayer that Jesus taught the world is to forgive those who sinned against us. But do we forgive someone that hurts us? It is a tough choice, but as believers, we should forgive people who have hurt us in the past. I had a hard time forgiving someone in my life, and it took me a long time to forgive them. But I did forgive them this year. And any time during the year, you have to look at it, and you have to say, "Yeah, I forgive you, but I can't forget what happened." But just you can forgive them. So the question is, do you forgive the person that did you wrong this year, or will you open up your door this Christmas for that person that did you wrong? Hello, Mother. Hello, Mother.
It gives you a release and a burden taken from your heart. Because if you don't forgive, it will stay with you. The problem will stay with you forever. And once you forgive and try to forget and just move on.
And a lot of people have issues with that too. But sometimes you have to look at the situation in life where why did they say stuff against you, or why did this happen? And then you should take that into consideration. And if there's an issue between the person and you, then you have to talk about it. But you have in the long run, you have to forgive. That's what God taught us through Jesus, through his Lord's Prayer. Forgive those who trespass against us. And especially this time of year, you know, we're approaching Christmas really quick. And I think that would be the greatest Christmas gift if you forgave somebody. Hello, country boy. Hello?
Is that country boy?
I hope you can hear me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll let him go on as when he wants to come on. So anyway,
right.
I think that would be the best Christmas gift ever to forgive people. I had a really hard time forgiving my father-in-law for what he did to me and my and Cindy and the family, but I took it to God and I said, God, what do I do? He said, he told me to forgive him, and I did. And I forgave him, but I could not forget what he did, if that makes sense
mm-hmm.
to anybody. I just don't want you to forget what he did to you. You need to just forget it or forgive it. And that would be becoming peace with God and also peace with yourself. And so it's like, then after you forgive, then you should move on and allow this person to come into your life.
Yes, and sometimes you can't forget it, but that's okay. The forgiveness is more important.
Yeah, it is. And you see, we're going back, you know, people's emotions, they have a really, I mean, unless you really, really did something very, very wrong to this person, the person has a hard time forgiving that person. But and Jesus said, if you don't forgive people, then God won't forgive you. And God has forgiven you for so many sins you have put in your life.
Yeah, that's true, yes.
You know, we have to base our life on the Lord's Prayer, almost, to forgive people. So, I know. You know, there's so many situations in life where you have to look at what's going on, and
what do you think happens to people that don't forgive?
That way, I think they would have to have an issue with God. You have to forgive. And I think that would be something when you go up to the judgment seat and talk to people or talk to God. That's something that you would have to address with him. But I forgave a lot of people in my life. Doesn't mean they're my friends, but I still forgave them. And like I said, I'm at peace with myself. And especially this time of year, we're approaching Christmas. Christmas means a special time of year, a special meaning. It's when God gave us the perfect gift, and we should really look into our hearts and forgive people who went against them. And maybe they didn't mean to do that, but still have to forgive them. I see Sarah is on the line. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I am rummaging through organizing Christmas stuff and laundry right now, listening to the show. So I just say,
cool.
I'll say hey, but my phone down, but I'm listening.
Good. Good. I'm glad you're on. I really am. But in the long run, when you forgive somebody, you're following the path of Jesus when he forgave all the sins in life. I know we're not perfect on this world. There's no way can we be perfect. And I don't want to be perfect. I just want to live my life through the teachings of Jesus, to forgive people. And just because, going back to this Christmas season, we should forgive people during the year, too. Just, and just say, hey, I know you hurt me, but I forgive you. And you should go on and your life. So what are your thoughts on that, Mom?
Well, I'd like to hear what Tara has to say also. Tara,
oh,
what
Tara?
Do you think?
Oh, Tara, Mom. Tara. It's Tara.
Sarah? Oh.
Yeah.
Are you there, Sarah?
She's on mute.
I'm sorry. I got faded out.
Oh. My mom, we're doing a show on forgiveness, and my mom wanted to know what your thoughts were about forgiveness.
About forgiveness? Is it absolutely necessary? I mean, the Lord wants us to forgive instantly, and we forgive for ourselves, not always for others. We're not responsible for others.
Right.
We're only responsible. We don't need to be carrying that around, and honestly, I think it's better to then reach out to somebody and do it.
But I'm guilty of that one, Sarah. I carried a grudge towards a person for almost 15 years. And
I've been there.
It bugged me. Until I brought it to God and said, God, what do I do? You told me. Told me to forgive him. And I did. And I'm peace at myself. It's not because, I didn't become instant friends with him again, but,
I'm
happy, I forgave
him. Sorry, I have to continue on with what I'm doing, and I really can't talk today. I'm sorry. I don't have Bluetooth in.
No problem.
Like
sorry.
That.
Have a good day, and have a merry, merry Christmas. So, I have some 8 steps of forgiving people. I want to read them to everybody. And these 8 steps are that maybe we should look at. And it says that, number 1, acknowledge the pain. Working through the pain can only happen once you admit you have been hurt. Acknowledging this can intensify the feeling. Tears, feelings of resentment, and numbing through thoughts are a good indicator that something's wrong. Think through things. Try writing it down and what happened in the journal. Share with a trusted friend. Admit what happened makes you feel sad and angry. And be honest about what the emotions are. Number 3 would be imagine being on the other side. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Imagine what the other person is doing. And think about a time when you had to ask for forgiveness. I had to ask for forgiveness a couple times. and the person forgave me. How'd you make me feel? Well, I felt better. I felt better when I did that. When have you wronged another person? Did they extend forgiveness?
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Mom?
Yeah, I bet you felt better.
I did. You have to be at peace with yourself. You have to be peace with everybody. And if somebody does you wrong, forgive them and walk away. You don't want them to do the same thing over again. No, just walk away. If they want to be friends, that's fine. That's cool, but just walk away. And if they do it again, you pray for them and say, I can't be friends with you. So, now, the Bible directs us to do what we would have them do us. To Matthew 7, verse 12. And so it can be helpful to put ourselves in their shoes for a moment. This is true. It's like, okay, why are they talking about this? Why are they directing this anger towards you? There has to be a reason. Number four, remember God's forgiveness. Reminding ourselves that the debt that God forgave us in Christ when we simply didn't deserve it can help us forgive others. If we have forgiven so much, told us the grievances committed against us, which is true. If God has forgiven your sin, you should forgive the other person's sin. That's in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive those who sinned against us. And not lead us into temptation. This is another step in process and doesn't mean that you must be ready at this point to voice your forgiveness to your offender. This may not ever be possible, as the person may no longer be living. You can still forgive someone without that forgiveness being accepted. So it's just true. You can forgive people who are past. It's okay if you did, because the person knows that you forgave them through prayer.
What were those 8 steps again?
I'm not number 6. Do you want me to repeat them?
The reception wasn't that good.
All right. Hold on. I won't get them for you. Give me a minute.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number one was acknowledge the pain. Okay. Number two, think through things. Think through it. Why is this happening? Imagine being on the other side, which would be great if you knew why this person was acting towards you like this. Remember God's forgiveness. Reminding ourselves of the debt that God forgave us in Christ and we certainly didn't deserve it can help us forgive others. If we have been forgiven so much, how can we hold onto grievances committed against it? This is another step in the process and doesn't mean that you must be ready at this point to voice your forgiveness to your offender. This may not ever be possible. You may no longer be living. You can still forgive someone without the forgiveness being accepted. In other words, if somebody passed and you want to forgive them, it's okay. You can forgive them because they know. They know what's going on. Number 6, let go of the hurt. The devil is an expert in getting a foothold when we have made a choice to forgive, but the wound is still sensitive. don't allow yourself to replay the offense over and over. Let go of the pain and determine that you are going to choose to move forward. This is where prayer is essential. As on our own, and we are tempted to wander back to unforgiveness, which is true. You might forgive somebody, then all of a sudden, what is a forgivable person? That's not God talking to you. That's the devil talking to you. Once you forgive somebody, you forgive them. You can't go back. And continue to forgive. Forgiveness is more than just prayer or moving on. It's a serious decision that you make over and over again. The process will most likely be uncontrollable and painful, uncomfortable and painful, but it will always be worth it in the end, which is true. It can, in the beginning, it can really hurt you when I forgave you, but in the end, it'll be great. Will be worth it. And number eight, pray for the person who you hurt you. In Matthew 5:44, verse 5:44, Jesus commands us, love your enemy, pray for those who persecuted you, ask God to reveal his love for the offender in your heart and for him to resolve negative emotions. Is there any more powerful witness of God's loving grace than someone who can display true forgiveness to their unforgivable, which is great. God is the most awesome forgiver ever. Again, if you forgive your sins, then you should forgive people's sins. Sins against you. Now, we got something here about how people can forgive. And the forgiveness itself is defined as letting go of sin. Okay? This includes forgiving someone every time or anything as an act of obedience and gratefulness to God. And acknowledge the sacrifice God had made through his son, Jesus, who died to restore the relationship between God and man. That is so true. It all goes back to your faith and your belief in God that you have to forgive people. You have to forgive. And, if you don't, and that's a heavy burden on your life. You need to forgive. And now, there's another thing in the Bible, and it says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Jesus Christ did." This is Christ God forgave you. For you forgave other people when they have sinned against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you and forgive one another if any of you has grievance against someone. So, and you'll see you should not judge the person that is sins against you or made you mad. That's up to God to judge. Not you. And so, anybody else want to talk? Chime in. I hope when you look at this Christmas season, and I know some folks don't celebrate Christmas because they're religious, belief. Again, I respect that, but the thing that during Christmas, at any time of year, if anybody really hurt you wrong, just forget them. Just move on. Just move on and be peace of yourself. And so,
hello, are you there?
Well, I'm right here.
Oh,
can you
okay.
hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to just tell everybody to say yes and move on. Now, I have, I'm looking some stuff here online about forgiving, and there's other definitions. This is a Latin, from Latin for memento, please give. And one is to pardon to or to admit as an offensive or debt to overlook the offense and treat the offender as not guilty. The original proper phrase is to forgive the offense, send it away to reject it. That is not to impute it or to put it into the offender. But an easy transition, we also use the phrase forgive the person offending. If we forgive man their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. That's in Matthew 6, verse 12. That's very true. It goes back to what I said earlier, that, you know, God forgave your sins, so you have to, you must give, forgive the person who sins against you. And it goes on, forgiveness, the act of forgiveness. The act of forgiving and pardoning of an offender by which he considers and treated as not guilty, the forgiving his enemies is a Christian duty. Well, yeah, that's your part as a Christian. You have to forgive. That's our belief in Christ, that we have to forgive people. And you know, people are going to do you wrong in life, but you have to be strong enough to forgive them. And there's also here, it's the forgiveness of sin. One of the constant parts of justification in pardoning sin, God absolves the sinner from the condemnation of the law, that on account of the work of Christ, removes the guilt of sin of the sinner's actually liability to internal wrath on account of all sins are forgiven freely. It's in Acts 5, verse 31, 13, 38, and 1 John 1, 6, 9. The sinner is by this act of grace forever freed from the guilt and penalty of his sin. There's a very strong verse in the Bible, several strong verses in the Bible, where God has forgiven the sinner through God, through Christ. And look at that. You know, Jesus died for us, and he forgave us. In 1 Samuel 26, verse 9, and David said to Abish, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord anointed in guilty with it? That's some Samuel. So throughout the Bible, it's written that you you must forgive. First Samuel 26:10. David said, furthermore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend to battle and perish. It's a pretty big thing in the Bible. And I'm reading from King James Bible right now. So, anybody else have thoughts?
I think everybody is busy with getting ready for Christmas.
I think so, too. I think so, too. I don't think there's not so many. I'm pretty sure there's listeners. I know Sarah's listening to the show. But it's pretty, it's a very busy week for everybody. So, but we have about 20 minutes left. I just want to say that this could close out the show. Just say, the greatest Christmas gift you can give someone is forgiveness. And, all throughout the year. I just wanted to make an announcement to people out there listening. This is going to be my last show. I'm going to Jackson, Buffalo on the 26th, and I won't be back until next year, which will be January 9th, June 2023. And I really, really appreciate all the support you guys gave me throughout the years. When Ron gave me the opportunity to go on the radio show way back in March of last year, or this year, I stood up to the plate and said, yes, I'll do it. I have no idea how to run a radio show, but I'm learning, and it has been fun, and I met a lot of people. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Country Boy. I want to thank Mary. I want to thank especially Ron Crady. He has opened the door for me. I hope I'm doing a good job. So far, I think I am. I'm still on air. But I want to thank everybody. I want to thank the people who called in. I met a lot of good people. Gavin Jones, the National Baseball Player. He called in a couple of times. Nice man. I want to do some more work with him. There's so many other people that I can't mention because there's so many. But it's been fun. It really has. And I look forward to next year. I'm going to change the show a little bit more. I'm going to have more guests on. And so it's been fun. We have my very good friend on. Hello? Hello?
Is that hello for me, Kurt?
Okay, hello to you, girl. Hello to you. Hello.
I'm kind of in the noisy area. I was going to stay muted for a few minutes and find out what y'all talking about. I don't know what you're talking about yet.
We're talking about forgiving. Forgiving and forgiveness to people who sin against us.
Well, continue right on. I'll jump in a minute when I get out of this noisy area.
No problem. I'll be here. So, anyway, I want to thank everybody who supported the show. I want to thank, I want to give a really good shout out to Mary Stanley. She has been awesome promoting our shows. I really appreciate what she has done. She was a big support in this in this show and where it's going, but I'm going to next year change the format of the show just a little bit, guys. Don't worry. We're going to still talk about hope and faith and all those great issues. I'm just going to have more guests on in the topic I'm talking about. I just want to say thank you very much, and I'll be back. I'll be back. Unless, God has different plans for me. But I just want to say, ask everybody to send prayers to my mom, my mom, and send prayers to my family in Buffalo, because we're going through a lot of problems right now, and I need to go back and take care of them, or help them take care of it. So, we're talking about forgiving and forgiveness, and how you should forgive people. No matter what sin or what they did against you, you have to forgive those people. And again, I said in the early part of the show that I had a very, very hard time. I held a grudge against a person for 15 years. And it ate me. It ate through me every day. Just seeing the guy. I couldn't stand them. But I had to take this to God, and God told me to forgive him. And I did. I forgave him, and I felt at peace with myself. And again, the greatest gift this Christmas is the gift of forgiveness to people, no matter what they did to you. You don't have to become friends with them. Just forgive them. And so, but anyway, in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus has taught us to forgive the sins against people against. Hi, Country. How you doing, bud?
You know, I'm a storyteller. I always got stories.
Oh, I love your stories. I love your stories.
Well, if you live long enough, everybody will have their own story. But what I found out is the story, when you grow into the spiritual realm of it, is called a testimony. If you look at the word testimony, the first part of the word is just what it is. It's a test.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a test. It's just a test. It's just a test that one has to grow through in order to be able to grow. You can't get through unless you go through. The last part of the word moni means song or story on how you made. Let me tell you a little bit of what I learned about life. Change in life is inevitable. It comes whether one wants it to or not. And the experts, whoever they are, will always tell you and prove it to you and show you the facts that when one attempts to change their life and others' lives for the better, it always works out for the better. But anytime something happens and it does not work out exactly or quite the way you plan, there's a time and a purpose for under heaven, for every purpose under heaven. My story says, I'm pretty sure that regardless on what part of the country you guys are in now, my biggest hurt and biggest forgiveness hurdle was when my business partner, I don't know, can I use this word on the air, screwed me out of $46 million, not $46, $46 million. I was one of the first. I was the first in the state of Georgia to introduce digital billboards 20-something years ago. Digital billboards. I went through every hurdle I went through OSHA. I went through the state. I went through the government. They said, can he send that stuff, his messages, through his own technology, through his own wires? Oh, it's going to be too distracting to the motorist. So I took my digital billboard idea from the outdoors to the indoors. My first digital billboard cost me $56,000. 2 years later, you could buy the same digital billboard, which was nothing but a flat screen TV, for about 12 to 15 grand. But I was before my time. So make a long story short, I had already gotten permissions from the state, the government, the CDC, all these people to take my video cameras into Emory Hospital and Grady Hospital, the number one trauma center in the world, and videotape it and stream it live all around the world while they're performing the surgery and having students on the other side of the planet to see what was going on. But during the course of that, something called greed took over. Long story short, at that particular time, I had to let my little religion go. I told him, I'm not going to threaten you. I know you live. He lives in the same house for 56 years. I could have shot an arrow, because I'm a ninja, with a torch. Y'all seen it on the Indian shows, how they shoot the arrow into the roof. I could have burned his house down. I could have slit his tires, old school, while you're asleep. I could have stabbed him in the back. I've been to jail. I know how to shank you while you're not even looking. I know how to set a booby trap. I was in the military. But instead, I called him out. I told him, bring your best gun, meet me in the parking lot. We will hold hands and shoot it out and may the best man stay standing.
Oh, my God.
That's how mad I was.
Forgive
them, Father, because they know not what they do. He knew what he was doing. Right. It was a scandal. But see, what happens in the process, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Are you kidding me? You want me to forgive this guy or to kill him? Vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord. Leave him alone. But guess what I found out? That if I chose not to forgive him and learn my lesson, there's a lesson, there's a lesson, there's a lesson in every blessing. What did you learn from this? I learned a lot of stuff. Right. Knowledge is power. Don't be an old schooler now or a middle schooler now running around talking about if I'd only knew then what I know now. There was personally about $300,000 of my own money and friends' money invested in that. So I wasn't just hurt for me. I was hurt for the friends that got taken because they trusted me, not him. But do you understand that if you choose not, life ain't nothing but a series of choices. And I'll tell you, if you ain't been bamboozled or stabbed in the back or taken advantage of, I got hacked my first month of being married for $36,000. Do I run around mad at the world? Should I stay mad at the hacker? Should I not trust the internet anymore? What happens in the process is if you choose not to forget, the person that, excuse my French, that screwed you over went on with their life. They're fine. But if you want to stay mad, do you know that they'll give you high blood pressure, stress, heart attack, not make you feel healthy and wealthy and all that kind of good old stuff? That one person my granddaddy used to go, one bad apple could spoil a whole bushel. He wasn't talking about apples. He was talking about one bad negative energy drainer in your life. I know people right now. I would call them friends, but no, I just associates. They're in prison for what somebody else did. They went to jail for somebody else's crime. Oh, I forgot to tell you, religious people. The only difference, write this down, the only difference between being saved and being a sinner is every saved person has a past. You want me to say that again? The only difference between being saved And being a sinner is every saved person has a past, something that they got forgiveness over. And every mm-hmm. sinner has a future. Why do you think he died for the sin that you ain't even created yet? Uh-oh, this is going to be a heavy-duty one. I hope you're sitting down. Ye without sin, cast the first stone. So the person that wrong did you, are you the holy one that never did nobody else wrong? You ain't never lied. You ain't never cheated. You ain't never stole nothing. Well, you're part of the walking dead. Yes. You can't even make it through life without doing some of those things. That's what life is all about. Life is nothing but a series of choices that one chooses to make. You make some right choices. You make some wrong choices. There is no failure in life. Why? Because all things, not some things, all things work together for the good for those who say they love the Lord. What did you learn? If you didn't learn what you're supposed to learn in the third grade, guess what? You got to go through the third grade all over. If you didn't learn something from that first business that you crash landed, I only crashed about 7 before I was out of college. 7 different businesses. Do you think somewhere along the way that I blamed somebody else or somebody else didn't get a bigger piece of the pie than me or took some while I wasn't looking or didn't report some? Do you think that you're going to be able to live through your life and not have anybody bamboozle you? Oh, the only person that I know that you can actually have the power to change what happened years ago in your past, the only person that I know that has the power to change what's happening right now, because if the truth was really told, we're living for today. None of us is promised tomorrow. And the only person that has control right now is the divine creator. Oh, and I got a bonus one for you. Tomorrow.
Okay.
We haven't even seen it yet. Grandmama used to say, baby, I see it in my mind's eye. I see a beautiful tomorrow before it even gets here. They said, okay, it's going to drop down. It's going to be 12 degrees down here in the dirty, dirty south in Atlanta, Georgia. But I talked to Ron Clayton and talked to Mary and talked to those people that live upstate. Oh, man, y'all got 2-3 foot of snow. I hear y'all whining and complaining. Bob Oakman says, well, look, I hear it's going to snow about 2 foot tonight, but I'm getting ready. I got my shovel out. I got my boots out, the big coat, my big winter coat, and some socks. He didn't complain to God about what was getting ready to happen, so whatever happened in your life was probably out of your control. Last one, Kurt Landon, I coast to a landing. My grandmama says, baby, I'll be dead and gone, and chaos will hit the world. She said, now, do not be confused, because we don't serve a God of confusion. There's two sides to everything. Dark, light, good, bad, up, down, front, back. People that come into your life come for one or two reasons. They either come to help you or to hurt you. They either come to give you something or take from you. And then here's where it gets real tricky. A combination of all the above.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd have only knew that I couldn't trust him, how long does it take for you to trust somebody? I just met somebody that I trust, and I never met them before. Mary and I trust each other. We're already in 3 or 4 different businesses together. I got people that I know for 20 years that I don't trust them. I don't want to be in business with them. I don't want to eat with them. I don't want to hang out with them. So what am I telling you all this to say? There's no mistakes in life. You make good choices. Yeah. You make bad choices. But all those things work together for the good. Now you're smarter. You know better. If you had to ever do it again, if you had a chance to do it all again, tell me, would you, could you, what would you change? My son says, and I'll end with one of his quotes.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things in life that we cannot change. There's certain things that can be arranged. There's certain things that you've done in your life But he says, I wouldn't trade it for all the knowledge that I've gained, but there are certain things in my life I would do twice. So if we had to go back and do it all over again, we would do it quite differently. And whatever person, a person does not control your destiny. They might have had something to do with the money that had to do with your growth, but they're not in control of your destiny. So the person that did that for me, I did. I had to – here's what I got to give you. I didn't have to forgive him. I had to forgive me. Did you get that? No one – you cannot control no one else thinks. You cannot control what no one else says, and you cannot control what no one else does. You can only control what you do. When you're in this thing called life, you have to, sometimes, all the time, you must make decisions. Do you trust me or do you not? Do you realize that some people, most people, will walk up to a chair and just turn their back to it and sit down, never with a question mark for 2 seconds on whether the chair is going to move out of the way, whether the chair is strong enough to hold you up? A chair. Do you realize that some people have more faith, more belief, more confidence, more trust, those are powerful words, in a chair than the God they say they have served? They didn't never see him part the Red Sea. They didn't never see him heal the man with a bite. They've read about it. They've seen about him. But I'm guarantee you, wherever you are right now, you're probably real close to having a head-on collision with him. And I guarantee you, he will tell you this, Kurt, and then I'll hush. He says, regardless on what they said about you, regardless on how they treated you, regardless on what they did or did not, or coulda, or woulda, or shoulda, he says, before your mama got pregnant, before your mom and dad had a head-on collision, before you was even born and knew your own name and started playing in this life's game, before you ran into the bully that you ran into when you started, before there was a night or a day, before there was a tick or a talk, before, he says, I knew you, and I had plans to prosper you. I'm the divine creator. I created you. I would never put on more than you can bear, more than you can handle. That was just a learning curve. Oh, and again, it wasn't about them. It was a test. It was just a test. 5 years it took you. I know some people that's been mad at their in-laws and family for 40-plus years and had a head-on collision with the divine creator and said, go back and tell them you're sorry. You want me to do what?
Yeah.
I want you to tell them you're sorry. Last little part of that story. Lady calls me early in the morning, old friend of mine. All the names have been changed to protect the guilty innocent. She said, country boy, I heard my mama sick. I need her phone number. I said, what? She said, oh, yeah, I lost my phone last week, and I need my mama's phone number. You need your mama's phone number? When you went to school, elementary school, they made you remember your mama's phone number. You mean you don't know your mama's phone number without looking in your phone? She said, no, I lost my phone, and I know you would have it. I said, when's the last time you talked to her? She said, I hadn't talked to my mama about 5 or 6 years. I said, you little liar. Nobody goes 5 or 6 years without talking to their mama, even if they're dead and gone. She's still living. I was playing jokes with her, hard jokes, because I mow her mama's yard. She said, yeah, she's still living. I said, hold on for a minute. Y'all heard of three-way before? I three-wayed her in. I said, Miss Ellie? I said, I got your daughter on the other line. She said, oh, for real? I hadn't talked to her in about 8 years. 8 years?
She told me it was like 5. She said, no, baby, it's been closer to like 8. I said, well, look, I was going to ask her, but I can't believe what she tells me. She told me she hadn't talked to you in about 5 or 6 years. You said it's closer to 8. Can I ask y'all a personal question? What happened? She told me that she said some things to you around Christmas holidays that she didn't really mean. And I asked her what she said, and she told me she didn't remember. So I know you might have a little taste of Alzheimer's since you're about twice her age now, but what did y'all say to each other that made you not talk for so long? She said, well, baby, it's been so long, I don't remember. Oh, you don't remember? Oh, can y'all do yourself a favor? Forgive us, Father, because we know not why we wrong did each other. We family members, mama and daughter, good friends, business partners. You did me wrong. You took some money without telling me. You slept with my boyfriend. You did this and that and the other. You drove my car and brought it back to me empty. Ye without sin make the first mistake. Don't forgive nobody. They went on with their life. They got over screwing you. And you're the one stuck. So either you will or you won't. Either you do or you don't. Last one, do you believe elementary says one must, not maybe, one must, not maybe, one must believe that I am, that I am, that I am. And then as you graduate from the third grade and make it into middle school, you graduate your little mustard seed belief faith to I know in my knower that I know that my mind is the most powerful force in the universe. So as a man thinketh, so is he. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You just know in your knower that you know that you know. You graduated from elementary belief to knowing. And now if you're one of them old peoples that can call into a call any time of day on your own phone without instruction, you should have graduated your faith to trusting. From believing to knowing to trusting that the battle is not yours. Whoever wrong did you did it for a reason that you may not have understood. Our understanding is not where his understanding is. He understands that there everything in your life happens for a reason. It was just a test. Now, the testimony part, it says, do you have a good story to tell on how that person screwed you, made you stronger? What doesn't kill you? What doesn't kill you? Only makes you grow stronger. And if you didn't grow, and anything that doesn't grow eventually dies. And if you don't forgive that person, you're part of the walking dead, because you're not going to be able to grow until you release yourself and say, I forgive them. Back to you, Kurt.
I just wanted to say, everybody, thank you very much. This is my last show for the year. I said this during the show, I have to go back to Buffalo next week to take care of a family emergency. So please keep my family in your prayers, and I will keep in touch. I will probably be back on January 9th. That's my target date. So I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And God bless. Take care, guys. Take care, country boy. I love you, man. You're awesome.
Appreciate you too, sir. Have a good day.
Yep, bye-bye.